Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. It's the best of music episode. Did you hear that, Brett?
Yeah.
Something unique just happened. Something unique just happened. Well, I'll show you again. This is another song. Do you know who this is?
No, I don't.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. This is the best of music episode. There's still airplay. Dragon Boy Suede in the saddle.
Woo!
Sound engineer genius, Brett. Music snob, Brett Morris. That's a lot of play up. That's like 24 seconds. What else we got here? Watch this. Welcome to Improv for Humans.
What are you doing?
With Matt Besser. It's the best in music episode. I'm trying to prove a point. Do you understand the point I'm making yet?
I do.
Go for it, Howard.
That music sets the tone, even though you're saying the same thing. I'm taking it different each time because of the bed underneath.
Yeah, but there's one more point I'm trying to make. This is Angels and Airwaves. This is, what's his name? Tom DeLonge, is that his name? From Blink-182's. Band after Blink-182. But there's something unique about all those songs I just played compared to every other song I bet we play today.
They're they're produced well.
They're overproduced.
No acoustic guitar.
No jangle.
Oh, damn. You guys are going to have selections too, smart asses.
True. Good point. Well, those are different. Because, well, were they all Tom DeLonge, all those?
These were all Angels. Was it Angels? Yeah, Angels and Airwaves. Here's another one. Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. It's the best of music episode. It's still going. 10 seconds, 11 seconds. I still could be going. Howard, Brett, they're both back in the saddle with all their opinions on music. That's 19 seconds in. What point am I proving? Every other song that you guys will suggest, I almost guarantee, maybe one of Brett's snobby metal songs, but most of them won't have 20 seconds of music before you get to the lyrics, so you can do your intro for your comedy show, for your improv show, for your wrestling match.
You could be right, because it's too early in the show to argue with you. You may be right there, Matt.
Welcome back, Howard, to the best of music show.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Part of my motivation for compiling songs throughout the year is to come on here and get the approval from you.
Hey, it should be just to give our listeners a taste of what's best in music this year that they're not going to get from all those shitty music critics who are just going to suggest the fucking war on drugs over and over again.
Yes,
what's so great about that? What's so great about that band?
It's downtrodden. It's slow, which makes people think it's good. They feel like they have to think it's good.
There's a lot of downtrodden. Brett, why every time they release an album, the critics love it? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't either. In fact, I've barely listened to them. There's bands like that that I just tune out completely that everyone is in love with.
I think it's because there's some girl that from Oberlin that they're trying to impress, and they feel like they got to like heavy stuff.
they don't have like the singer's not that great, right? And they're not cute, and are their songs hooky? Like, I don't get. I seriously, there's music I don't like, but I get. Right. I don't get them.
Well, that's.
What's their most famous song?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know they were on the big thing this year.
So they're on every list, every like kind of typical top of list.
Well, I mean, you brought the right people on the show because I'm not going to talk about them.
All right. Well, that's
I will say you brought up a good subject, which is stuff that you don't get why other people like it. Do you know what I mean? Like some stuff, like you just said, some stuff you don't like it, but you get why others like it.
Yeah. Like stand-up specials.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those.
I can watch some where I'm like, this doesn't make me laugh, but I get why everybody in the audience is laughing.
Right.
I'm not a hater.
I usually go like, if I had a club in the middle of Missouri, would I bring in this guy for a week? And that's usually my thing. Like, he's not for me, but could I, you know, would my customers complain?
And after Missouri, is he going to swing down to Arkansas and do a gig at Lowell?
Lowell.
That's what you ask yourself. But this is a music show we're not talking about. So we're going to get to, maybe we'll keep like the album of the year for last. Maybe we'll all have an opinion on that or a song of the year. But we're going to get to more random superlatives. You guys can go with me on my superlative or come up with your own. We'll take turns here. Like I said, intro music has always been important to me to introduce shows I'm in. So I'm always looking for that. And there's less and less of play up to it. So I got to Angels and Airwaves is not, it's kind of a terrible band, but I got to give it to them. They get Brett, my intro music of the year.
I mean, I think you could probably recommend him some other bands that he could use for intros.
Go ahead, Brett.
King Gizzard, even. Don't they have long intros?
Oh, King Gizzard, for sure. Yeah.
All right.
I know I'm going to be... I have a King Gizzard track lined up.
Let's do it. Do the intro to Improv for Humans right now and see how it goes.
Here we go. I'm ready. I'm recording.
Are you going to do it, Brett? You want me to?
I'm doing it right now.
No, I mean...
Can you hear it?
The actual intro.
I
want
to hear it. Yeah, Matt, you do the intro.
Okay, start again.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Welcome to... Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. See, this is too mellow for intro music.
Yeah, where's their guitar stuff? What's going on? Ooh, how about that?
Hey, everybody. Yeah, this has got a lot of play up. This might be good for an outro credit bed. I could do everyone that works at Airwolf.
Can I try one of my intros on that one?
Yeah, go for it.
We'll
but
keep
don't
it going.
Start at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
I think that didn't count because they started singing.
But they weren't saying words yet. You can still talk over it.
Okay. I mean, I've got a ton of intros, man.
Well, okay. Give us another one. Okay.
Here we go. This is Goat, Fill My Mouth.
Ew.
Not suitable. I mean, that's not suitable.
No, this
for
is
a
an unbelievable, they're an unbelievable band.
What the fuck? Is that a flute?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Brett bringing in advanced flutes.
I like that. Who's using flute these days?
Pan.
You're supposed to be introing.
Oh, sorry. That was Howard's.
Can I get it from the beginning?
Do another one if you got a ton.
Listen to that groove, though.
I'll do it on this. Here we go. Welcome to Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. I'm your host. Oh. She started yapping.
I started singing.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, but that's 45 seconds into the song.
These long intros really do lend themselves to introducing shows. This is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Howard, do you have one? Do you want to go with this category? You got a new category for us.
A big intro. I'd skip that. I don't know. I don't have one for that.
Okay, you got your own category you want to bring up? You want me to move on to my next one?
Your show, why don't you start us off with some of your categories and then I'll depart into mine later.
Okay, great. All right, fine. This is one that I sent Brett's way earlier in the year, and I didn't know it was a cover. I was embarrassed to find out. He was like, yeah, that's a good cover. And I'm like,
is this Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins?
Is that by Captain and Tennille the first time originally?
No, it's Motown.
I'm so glad that for once in my life I got to issue that response, because I've gotten that a couple times and it is devastating when you're like, dude, check out this new song, and then they go, oh, that's a cover.
That's cover. Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker. But this is I went and listened to the original. I think cover is much better. But anyway, this is my merge onto the highway song of the year. Let me explain what that is right before I start, because you got to understand it. It's not On the Highway. That's a whole different song, right? When you're cruising high speed on the highway, that's a whole other song.
You're already settled into your speed.
Exactly.
You're accelerating.
I'm about to start. Merging's the best. I'm about to fucking go to the night. I'm going to my destination. We're about to party. Let's get this going, right? So right, it's a on. Different kind. Okay, here we go. You ready?
This is Matt hitting the 5 South.
See, I'm at the red light right now. Uh-oh, it turned green. Okay,
holy shit, this was a Daft Punk cover.
Merging up.
Wow.
I'm kicking up speed. I'm trying. This guy won't let me in. Okay, I found a spot to get in.
Basement jacks?
Basement jacks.
Wow, I never thought you could cover this song. That's cool.
Yeah, now I got in my lane. Now I'm going from the first to the second lane. I'm working my way over to the fastest lane. These motherfuckers better get out of my way.
This is Matt passing on the right at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in the nice. Diamond lane. I'm in the diamond lane with no passengers.
You're on the damn Autobahn. You're flying.
All right. That's it. I could do that all day.
I like that category.
You got one.
There's a Tom Morello song that's good for accelerating. He put out an album back in a Bloody Beetroots album back in June. There's got to be a good one on there. I mean, it may be hard.
Get it up, Brad.
All right.
Let's merge.
Give me some of those first few titles. Bloody Beetroots, Tom Morello, and Bloody Beetroots.
Okay. Lightning Over Mexico. Let's see this one.
What's in that?
Oh, yeah. Here I am at the red light. Oh, turn green. Merging.
Yeah, that one's a little steady. What's the next one?
I didn't mind that. Does it get faster?
No, like the next track. This is more like straight up acceleration.
There's Radium Girls, Keep Going, Weather Strike.
That's it.
Okay.
You'll like this, Matt.
Okay, I'm listening.
You better have your foot on the pedal. Let's go.
You ran the red light going to the ramp.
you're on the shoulder of the feeder road, blazing past people.
The one thing you want from people on the on-ramp is for them to be focusing. I'm a little worried about you guys. You're at peak hype as you're pulling Good on, point. As you're merging.
Yeah, I'm ready to.
No, I have a slow buildup. That's why, that started a little fast for me. That was like just putting pedal to the metal.
This is me coming up north on the 101, taking the sunset exit to go to Earwolf. And then when I come around the jug handle, some stooge is parked right there waiting as if they don't have the right of way to just shoot right past Denny's and go up to Earwolf. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
All too well.
All right.
Shout out to the 7 tenths. The 7 tenths.
Do you have a merge onto the highway song?
Let's see. Merge onto the highway. We'll go with a little
Just to paint a picture, folks, maybe Merging on the Highway is different parts of the country.
Well, Starr is known for taking the alley when he could take the street. So
that's right.
This could be a mellow song just because he'll be going at about 7 miles.
Jesus
an hour.
Christ. You eventually have to, if you're going to a place far away, if you're going to Culver City, Brett, you can't take alleys the whole way.
Trust me, I can't. I was in his car with him in Culver City and we took nothing but alleys.
I don't think there are alleys in LA.
You can find them. They're not on Google Maps.
No. Yeah. Okay, let's hear this.
All right, let's do Whitestone's Chain of Command. We'll keep it.
Okay. Wow, sounds heavy.
Here we are at the red light. We gotta go up a hill on an on ramp, remember folks.
Oh boy. We're merging on to 10 north.
Where does it get up?
Must be traffic.
I got it.
Must be a lot of traffic.
Man. Oh, there's a drum circle. There's a drum circle on the side of the road.
Oh, shit. This is good. Holy shit.
I got my hydraulics going.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I'm clearing out traffic with this.
So, Brett, do you listen to Cookie Monster music? You do?
Sometimes. I'm not the biggest fan of Cookie Monster, but I'm not averse to it anymore. Like, you can find the nuances that are great in some of it. You know, metal's tough because 90% of it is bad. So it's like people's impression of it sometimes I can't argue with, but then there's that beautiful 10% that's really great, that's worth pushing through for.
Yeah. I still like it when they actually sing though.
Yeah, but not when they all start going yes.
Yeah, sometimes when they sing then like it turns Linkin really Park. Corny.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So I like a blend. My ideal is a blend of, you know, a really rough singer but who can hit a note. You know,
remember when they used to have they might still have that, but when they had like the duos where one guy was the screamo guy and one guy was like the harmony guy.
I hated that. Yeah. I hated that.
Like, let's make our band all hard on purpose and then stop for this one guy to wuss out for a while.
Hey, that was me. Why do you guys leave me at the gas station? All right, new category. Workout. Like, this is something everybody can relate to. Everybody should be working out. Your workout music. All right, you want me to start or do you want to think for a sec?
Go for it. You go for it.
All right. Mine is by, as I say this, I realize I don't think I've ever said this woman's name out loud. So let's figure this out here. Lily Konigsberg. Konigsberg.
That sounds right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Just starting. See, I work out on the treadmill.
You doing aerobics?
Yeah.
I'm getting on the treadmill and I'm not starting at my highest speed. Now we're going up to the next speed.
What color is your headband?
You got a lot of fucking things to be proud of. It's the lyrics that are motivating me, guys, and making me feel proud of myself.
Yeah. I know
you
got a crush on my
mom. You come by every time. You see, it's a good pace to how I run.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Go, Matt.
It's perfect running pace for me, this song. And it's speeding up a little bit. Maybe I need to work out a little harder. Speed it up a little bit. But mostly, I got a lot of fucking things to be proud of, guys.
No, that's good. That is good energy.
Okay. But it's my pace, and everybody has their own running pace. That happens to be my perfect jogging pace.
How do you run every day?
Every first day of the year.
Oh, right on. There you go. Good way to start. I'm going to give you a good workout song.
Here we go.
Oh, how about Sleigh Bells with Locust Laced?
Ooh, I love Sleigh Bells. I haven't heard this.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm doing squats right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds more like you're lifting.
Yeah, this is heavy stuff. This is leg day. Come on, start. Pump that steel. Squeeze it out.
I can see you thrusting steel more on this than jogging.
Let's go.
Oh, you got it. Almost all the way. Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's good because, yeah, there's a little bit of a celebration vibe at the end there. A
little go team came in at the end. Said, we're like you guys. I like it. Right. Okay, Brett, this is a challenge for you, maybe. Workout music. You can't work out to that metal Cookie Monster.
All right, here's
stuff.
One. I have a feeling we'll make pretty good workout music. This is De Staat, which is a band I'm a big fan of. I think they're a Dutch band. This is Numbers Up. Hopefully it kicks into gear here.
This goes out to your craft work. Getting on the Autobahn.
Oh, yeah, I like this. This is 3-pound barbell.
At an incredibly steady rate, though.
So, Brett, what exercise are you doing into this?
Wrist curls.
This is too slow for me running.
This is wrist curls.
What exercise are you doing?
I'm doing Stairmaster.
Okay. That makes sense. Climbing. Yeah.
What's he saying? I think that's important too. Is he saying something positive?
Numbers up. Get your numbers up.
Oh.
Get your numbers up.
Get the reps,
more reps
up. Yeah, more reps.
Less calories though. Get your calories down.
Calories down. Numbers up.
When I say numbers, I mean reps. Okay, this is almost the opposite of this category.
Hey,
that
shout out to Amsterdam. They were from Dutch, you said?
They were from Dutch, yes.
Sorry about that. Shout out to them. Red Light District, probably hard hit by the pandemic. Anyway.
True. Oh, yeah?
I would think.
In those weed cafes, you gotta wear masks.
That whole town is,
oh man,
off limits.
It's so weird. Angriest lyrics, but in a good way. So the kind of lyric that you kind of chant to yourself in your moments of anger, I guess. Do you have those lyrics during the year where you're like, this is the lyric I say over and over to myself?
I could think of one, probably throw a rap song at you. I mean, they have lyrics.
You got a great one. Who's the
Pop
the female rapper who's so threatening? She's like very angry.
Azealia Banks?
No, oh no! I know what you're saying. I was gonna give you a Pop Smoke with Brush 'Em. That's probably a pretty good gangster song.
Let's do it. Let's hear it.
I'll think of who you're talking about as we play it. Look, big on that 2 MLBOA. Thank you. You got a gun, nigga, me too. Buddy, go what? Buddy, go back out. Buddy, go brush it. Look, buddy, go, buddy, go. Digging that Louis bag, Louis bag. Nigga, digging that bag, duffel. Buddy go back, I cut him. Buddy go, woo. I bet Mo gon' shoot. Said I'm big on that too. Know that I'm rude. Don't come to my block. We gon' give him the boot. I give me a clock. Shoot out the roof. 230 Jace, 322. Big NBA.
238, 322.
Yeah, I hear a lot of gun references there.
Yeah.
Was he saying, what about the bird? Bernie Boo.
Everything was guns. There you go. And he's R.I.P. He died in gun violence. So there you go.
Oh, did he?
Well, yeah, he was up in a house in the Hollywood Hills, and he was showing off on social media, and somebody like freeze framed it, and they could see a delivery tag in the back that had the address. So then a bunch of teenage kids went up there to rob him, and the robbery went wrong, and they shot him, and he died.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wasn't, now that you're saying that, it's ringing a bell, wasn't he commenting on something else in his...
Yeah, he was like on social media saying something, but then they looked and you could see the address in the back behind him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he was like 20, I think.
Wow, that's terrible.
Wild stuff.
I like that song.
Yeah, that's one I mean, certainly it's aggressive.
What was your favorite lyric in there? Do you say which gun you'd like to grab in your moments of anger?
I like when he gives the amount of the guns that he has, because he's 228s, 322s. He's giving you his exact
mix. Heard he got rid of one of his guns just to make that lyric better.
Yeah, you want to, you know, feng shui.
I have to be truthful, so I'm going to give you this gun for this
recording
session.
It's out of balance, man. Get rid of one of those 22s.
Well, that seems tame, or mine's going to seem tame. I don't think any guns, but let's see what this lady has to say here.
Fuck you, any mom, any sister, any job, any broke-ass car, and that shit you call art. Fuck you, any friends that I'll never see again, everybody but your dog, you can all fuck off. I swear I'm...
Yeah, I'm a simple man. I just like a good fuck off song.
Seriously. Is this Rodrigo?
It's not. It sounds it's like Gale.
Gale?
Oh yeah. G-A-Y-L-E.
That's
A B C D E F U. Motherfuckers. I added the motherfuckers. So Brett, do you have a lyric that you go to in your moments of anger?
I am so not a lyrics guy, so I've been scanning through some of my
you
picks.
Go to chords in your moments of anger?
Yes.
You're like, fuck you.
I need an angry triad.
This is right? this is a lyric for like specifically when you're angry at a Brian in your life. Someone named Brian.
Okay.
It's called Brian the Horse Faced Goon.
Holy shit. That's
Brian
like
can be anything.
School punk song. Who is that?
That's Melvins.
Oh, well,
they always
there you
got
go.
A new album out. And
I love
good.
A song that's just a character assassination on one specific person.
Yeah, you know it is.
We
you
hate this guy. We went to the length of recording a song about it. Death on Two Legs. You know that song by Queen?
Of course,
it's the first song on Night at the Opera. You know that song?
Uh huh.
That's just, that's one of those songs. It's just about one dude that they hated.
Pure slander.
There's this, Matt Walsh, Neil Roberts wrote this movie right after the UCB where they referenced this asshole theater booker who I bumped heads with all the time. And I'm not going to say his name because the same thing will happen again. But they put his full name in their movie as a character. And then somehow, the script got out for auditions. And the guy blamed me and I didn't even write it. And the guy found out about him. He's like, Matt Besser, you better take my name out of that script. And I was like, I didn't even write it, motherfucker.
Wrong Matt.
It's the other Matt. So let's, should we go to a more, let's just do straight up best hip hop. Howard, what's the best, your top hip hop song of 2021? Is that too hard to narrow down for you?
It's too hard just because, you know, there's different songs for different, you know, occasions.
Okay, give me an occasion.
I could say that there's one that probably just sticks out as more like about the moment than others. All right. And it's Doja Cat with Get Into It, Yeah. I think it's called Yeah. You know that one. You'll know it when I hear it.
Get Into It, Yeah.
I know her Best Friend's song, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Oh, I do know this song. This is a good intro, too. Welcome to Improv for Humans. So I like this. Just wanna lap dance. You just wanna pop up on these kinds of games. I like this a lot.
Oh yeah, right.
I don't know if I have heard it, but I feel like I recognize the beginning.
You gotta get on TikTok, Matt. She's a lot of live clips of her throwing it back on stage.
I'm not
she
on TikTok.
She does a whole, it's like a whole cabaret act.
I like that. She's well respected in the hip hop scene.
She is. And she's right over there over the hill from Tarzana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got to get her on the show then.
Mm-hmm. Right on. She'd roll with you on all those intros and everything. She's cool. She's creative.
Here's my hip hop song that most sounds like a Dragon Boy Suede song to me.
Wow. This
you
is
ready?
Huge. This
you
is
ready?
Huge. Yeah.
She was going to be my hip-hop artist of the year, but then someone else edged her out last minute. But I wanted you to hear this. This is Payday. Do you know Payday?
Uh-uh.
All right. I'm gonna skip to the part of the song that made me really... This is the beginning of the song. I'll just give you a taste of the beginning, get into it. Big boy pants to my pockets, this thick pillow, kitty keychain, hang straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip, make a little girl sad, cause a big boy rich. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get to the Dragon Boy Suede part, though. Big boy pants to my pockets, this thick pillow, kitty keychain, hang straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip, make a little girl sad, cause a big boy rich. I see you hate on me cause you're mad, you don't have the shit that I have. Maybe if you got off your ass, you could get some too, a big bag. Cha-ching. This is where the song ends, right? Boys rule, girls rule, that's just a fact. And if you think any different, then you're gonna get smacked. Flat, back, on the floor. And if you get mad, I'ma call you a whore. Nice, love it.
I never see stuff like that.
That hurt me so much. Ow, that was really, really mean.
That part.
That
hurt me
so much. Ah, I like that. Ow,
that was really, really mean.
Am I right, Brett?
Yeah,
a little bit. That makes me think of the interstitials you guys make.
That's right on. Signature.
That's a good call. It's a, signature flourish.
That's your flourish, man. You're influencing the next generation.
You know, this generation is morally bankrupt and, they've got enough distractions. That you could say that they're susceptible for me to influence. Mm. I wouldn't have thought that anybody would be, but these kids, no moral compass. They might have listened to these records.
Here is my hip hop artist of the year, Chesky, Teach a Rat to Sing. History has made them, manipulated them, forgotten after being repeated, beaten into us endlessly until we stop believing.
Rap record of the year.
Now I was going to ask you, are you against acoustic guitar rap? Or do you even consider this rap?
I don't think I've ever heard anything like this quite. Like,
this is more the rap part, I guess.
I've been holding back screens of the PTSD is just pounding away at me as if I'm still feeling gum barrels touching my temples. Been in therapy checking the mental, but deep in the center of my chest is nothingness as I stare in the green eyes of a devil. The morals are malleable. Greed for power is palpable.
I have to say, I like it, but it sounds like off-Broadway Hamilton. There's no proper rebuttal. It sounds like that talky kind of hip, like Broadway rap, but like he's got a one-man show and Tribeca.
Oh man, that's harsh. This guy has been in prison for fucking weed, dude. This guy is down.
That blows. That
I know.
Sucks.
He has a really interesting hard story. I want to ask you, Hard, about this sound I heard this year that I don't know if it's rap or what it is. If you guys have played it on your show, have you heard a Wet Leg?
Yes, Wet Leg? I have I have a track lined up of Wet Leg.
Is it Chase Lounge?
Yes, this
okay,
is one
here,
of the best
here
tracks
it is
of the year.
So what is this?
Oh man, this is. I was excited to play this one.
What category are you going to put it under, Brett?
I know what I put it under.
Uh-oh.
Art Brut. I think Art Brut and, like, monologue songs, like, I think
well, like,
they got kind of big.
Sleaford Mods. Is it yeah, just
exactly
like that?
There's a lot of this kind of stuff these days that I'm into.
Yeah.
Especially this year coming out of Britain.
Courtney
so
Barnett even
it
sounds like that a little bit. I think it's like monologue music. It's like
monologue.
I'm just going to kind of like.
Like bong water?
Yeah, I think of Art Brut the most. I think they kind of did it the best in a lot of ways. Where whoa, it's just like, they're just like, I'm a guy who walks down the street. They just kind of like,
hey there, mate, do you have some meat? No, it's yeah, better than that. But speaking
of kind of indie punk or something, if you want to do like generic.
Let me show you another example of that, which was possibly going to be my album of the year, but maybe came in second, is this band, the Felice Brothers. Now this,
I see every band that you have, you could sign, like you personally could sign these bands. Like you could have your
true
own label. Like if I found out after the show and all of those bands are on my new label, Professor Records. I'm like, oh, okay.
Just because you're recommending Doja Cat.
I mean, Howard, yeah, when she's mainstream. Yeah.
When I first played you Wet Leg, that song, you flipped out. You loved
no,
it.
No, I do it like the song, yeah, but he was saying like, what's the genre? What would you call it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But this next one is kind of, well, like Craig Finn of the Hold Steady, he kind of talks, sings, right? But this is another mm-hmm band, the yeah Felice Brothers. Check this out.
The sheriff disappeared. He drove in a doomed Corvette.
Now what is this?
Helen was in the past.
Is he singing or is he
almost
talking it?
It's almost like Lou Reed.
Yeah.
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 It is. It is a lot like Lou Reed in New York. A lot like it. Now you say
it's
that.
Like yeah, Jonathan Richmond. You know, Modern Lovers.
But I love this album, listeners. This is one of my favorite albums of the year. It's called From Dreams to Dust. And every song on it is kind of like that. Here's another one.
This is when you're praying.
Yeah.
This is called Be at Rest.
Is this Ray of Light by Madonna?
I'm trying to get to the lyrics.
Owner of two ill-fitting suits, wearer of hand-me-downs, often lukewarm and withdrawn.
And this isn't even Lou Reed. This is even more talky, right?
Yeah. He didn't know he was being recorded, it sounds like.
Yeah, he just came in with the singer.
All right, guys, I'm ready to do a take. No, we got it. You reading your laundry list. You and Yoko speaking over in the corner. We got it. Yeah. That's all Diggit was, right? Now that I've seen the documentary, Diggit was just fucking John on heroin mumbling into the microphone.
Oh, yikes. I haven't seen that one.
And the FBI! BBC! What'd you think of that, Brett? That part.
Of Diggit? Well, I thought like...
Did it open up your eyes that like, oh, like I've heard that song for years and like, and then you realize, oh, it's just them fucking around.
Yeah, right? It opens your eyes, at least for me, that it was just really just all of them playing live, unedited, you know, like it's not some sort of...
Calculated
or edited. They're just wasting time, or they're not even wasting time. They're just waiting probably for them to change tape and change the equipment around. And so they just jam in those moments and act goofy and kind of like lose their minds a bit. So,
but then something like Maggie May becomes a song. I don't even know if they were fucking around. I feel like he wanted to record Maggie May and
yeah. Makes me think how good they could have been if they weren't dicking around.
Well, here's my question, Brett. They did Abbey Road after that, right?
Right. Yes. But they released Let It Be after Abbey Road.
Right.
Yeah.
And the moment where I was like, ah, it made me mad. Just it took me back to the worst sketch group writing moments was when George Harrison did I Mean Mine, which is my favorite George Harrison song.
Oh, really?
And John Lennon's totally fucking around that moment, dancing around and waltzing.
Yeah.
And that's the maddest George gets in the whole documentary. He's like, well, fuck it then.
Right.
I'll give it to someone else or release it myself. Or he says something like that.
Yeah, because it's a brilliant song. John's way too high in that part to pay any attention. But yeah, George is bringing the goods. But, you know, most of it is happy, I think. Most of it is collaborative. That first couple days is rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do heroin, Howard, when you're collaborating.
No, I save it for solo stuff.
It's a good solo stuff drug. So what do you guys say before we get to our albums of the year? Do you have some superlatives you'd like to bring up, Howard?
Different for different songs, you mean?
For whatever you want, a superlative you want to wrap around a song that you have.
Okay, I want to do this one. This is a song that the studio version wasn't so great, but then they put out the live version, and it turns out I loved it. And it's Willow Smith. It's Will Smith's daughter. Mm. But I think you're going to like this song.
Oh, right. Meet Me at Our Spot?
Yeah, Meet Me at Our Spot. You got to get the live one.
Yeah.
Out to this.
There you go.
I think I might could run in place to this.
Yeah. You know what, Matt? Go ahead. It's a great song. And then there's, if you want to nitpick at it, there's a line where she says, maybe we could hit the 405. Like that's like a fun thing to do. Maybe we could hit the 405.
I know. I'm like, what?
It's like,
we can hit it and stay stuck on it.
Do celebrities have a completely different experience on the 405?
Yeah, she's like on a helicopter with her dad, so it's no big deal.
They're overlooking the 405.
Yeah. A lot of traffic on that road if you're not from the area.
Looking down on the 405.
Yeah, but that's a great one. I mean, that's definitely one of my songs of the year.
Yeah? Okay.
And then I could throw you one more if it's still my turn.
Yes.
Okay, this is a song that you probably wouldn't have heard. This is like one of yours where it's probably sold like 10 copies.
Oh, man.
I didn't mean to. I mean, there's probably
you. The last show you did, you met one of the artists you insulted. Remember that?
Who? Oh no, we did great on that. They came on Who Charted. That was great. I don't remember. I get scared when people go, you did something wrong a few months ago. I go, I knew it.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. This one's by Manny Blue, BLU, and it's called Doing Fine. It's like punk, country punk.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, this one's crazy.
Passed on all the propositions, everyone back home was given. Just to stand on our two feet now, ain't gonna let nobody keep us down. Rolling up, leaving home, kicking up the dust, sick and tired of taking life so serious. A little laugh is the medicine.
Come on, Matt, pump it out.
Well, I was going to say, this sounds like one of my picks on your show.
It sure does.
Like, this is crazy that you like this. This is what you usually make fun of. And I avoided on this list today of mine because I was like, I don't want Howard to insult these poor country artists.
Well, you've been a good influence. And you know what? Even though you're a little off with that, like, this guy did it right. You know what I mean? Like,
He did it right.
I thought we were about to form a consensus here.
Well, you know, no, I mean, he nailed it. You know,
he did it right.
Yeah. So, but okay. Yeah, I'm glad. As I was playing too, I was like, there's no way Matt can't like this. I mean, it's a great one.
Well, also, that bass was a lot heavier than the song became.
Right.
But I liked that, I guess.
And he's cool. If you go on Twitter, he's got like, I think under 10,000 followers. Like, he's not like a
big actor. Oh, that's my kind of artist. If they're under 10,000, man, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I can go, oh, only I know.
This, you know, I'm playing that off YouTube. It only has 335 views, that song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing. Crazy.
That's
how did you discover him, Howard?
I was just
your cousin?
Sometimes on Saturdays, I listen to country music. That just like the best day for me to listen to it. And I was on the
sometimes on Saturdays.
Is
folks.
That when you're carrying hay?
Yeah, when I'm doing my yard work out here. Yeah.
So, holy moly.
I was on the chart, and then all of a sudden I was like, I saw this, and I'm like, why is this on the country chart? It doesn't even seem like it should be on the country chart. And it was only on there for a week. Like, it was just kind of buried down there, and I just got lucky stumbling across it.
I can't believe I'm looking at my list. I don't have any country on my list, and it's because of you.
That's crazy. Oh, come on. I got more country if you want it.
Sure.
We may not have time.
I don't know that there's a limit.
I mean, I like that one the best because it's just a departure from straight country. So
here's something I like in songs is an intro to a song. And it's not what we were talking about earlier. A lot of music up top that you can do an intro over. I'm talking about their intro to the song. And sometimes it can be, you know, Ice Cube saying it's a wet t-shirt contest and filling a guy's chest with bullets or something like that.
All right.
But through the years, you know, people have been innovative with that every once in a while. And the Killers tried something on their album this year. And I'm going to play it. See what you guys think.
It's the one with Springsteen.
Right. Well, I'm 26, so I've lived here for 26 years. I married my high school sweetheart. So
it's like slide boarding, Howard.
We've been together 11 years. I don't really travel much, so I've just been here.
It really does sound.
What do you think about this?
I'm busy, John. You'll have to wait.
Does that sound real?
My little brother, he moved into the community, and they tried to tape him to a flagpole or a tree up at the high school. So if you don't fit their mold.
It's just a nice, small community. Everybody knows everybody.
Wow. It's like a sound collage.
Yeah, is this Radio Lab?
Forever. So, yeah, it's a good area.
Now
it's the first podcast rock, like, mishmash.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of that? Do your own little, you're one of the people being interviewed.
My testicle was duct taped to a piece of linoleum.
Yeah, a cousin of mine, he had his leg trapped up under a tractor tire for about a day, and a hog tried to...
I just bought some food down at Dairy Queen, and I dropped it.
Some people say the flag's racist, but they don't understand that.
Thanks for bumming us out with clips from the Midwest before your song, killers.
Yeah, seriously. Then the piano, then the downtrodden piano afterwards. Oh boy.
But I think they did it on every song on the album. They did those little do you think those are real or those are actors? Let's hear it again.
Real. That'd be, yeah, insane. I hope they're real. They're,
but listen to guys telling his Paul to pipe down. He sounded kind of fake to me.
I'm 26, so I've lived here for 26 years. I married my high school sweetheart, so we've been married. We've been together 11 years.
That sounds kind of real.
I don't really travel much, so I've just been here.
About what this if? Guy? Listen, this guy.
I'm busy, John. You'll have to wait.
That sound real.
I'm yeah, busy, John. Real. You have to wait.
What if Jackson Brown did that on Running on Empty?
In 61, I was 22, called the road my own.
I like when they sing. Yeah, I like when they sing.
Here's a superlative. Like a most surprise banger album from an old-timer. Like a comeback from an old-timer. Tom Jones has an incredible album.
Oh, yeah.
This is One More Cup of Coffee, or a snippet of it.
Okay. Do you have sex to this?
Yes.
You do?
I call it One More Coffee.
Wally loves it.
I just got to get going. Here we go.
Your breath is sweet, your eyes are like two jewels in the night. Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie.
But I don't said two sense Jews in the night. I was like, I don't know about this.
Two Jews walk into a bar.
Your loyalty is not for me, but Jesus.
And the rabbi says,
one more cup of coffee for the road.
This whole album is like, it's so well produced for Tom Jones. Like, it somehow just sounds like a full-on authentic comeback.
It sounds like
Steve Albini.
This hit album he had back 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Rick Rubin joint?
It could be, because it just sounds like the epitome of Tom Jones, you know? Rick Rubin's good.
I heard myself today.
Oh, here's the surprise sound, like in terms of like a new sound. Okay. Birthday Ass. This band, Birthday Ass. We had fun with this on Who Charted earlier this year. This is Spice Ass. Twice.
Is that sax? Holy shit.
Cooking in the kitchen.
This is for like Mr. Bungo fans.
It sure is. Good to see Yoko Ono is producing.
Yeah.
It's a crazy album. It's really good, though.
If you want some freak out, that gives me agita, man. That kind of, whatever they're doing with the horns there, it gives me.
It always sounds like klezmer band warm ups.
I know there's going to be some angry sax listeners. But I don't know. It's that particular thing. What's that called?
It's like when they're acting like they're just finished tuning up before they start the song. Do you know what I mean? Like
they're acting.
If you went to a Broadway show and they're they're warming up under
that
there.
That moment right before.
Yeah.
This is a newcomer at least to me, with the good album this year, Snapped Ankles. This is the Evidence. You heard that?
I heard this.
I think you'll like them.
Are these guys British?
I think so. It's kind of that post-punk.
Walking down the street! Who's that, mate? He's just a lad! It's a football match!
That's a good intro.
Kick him to the curb!
Curb stomp him!
Curb stomp!
I do like that, and that could have been the intro music too, man. That had a lot of play up.
I like this, like, British street shit.
Yeah.
Let's have a fight with chairs in the street.
I also just like the hook of "I need some evidence. I want the evidence." It just makes a good lyrical little tag there.
All right, folks, the best album of the year. I dropped their name on the last show I did with you guys.
Duran.
Blame it on Rio, folks. Did I tell you my dad's Duran story?
No, let's hear.
He had diarrhea. We had gone.
His diarrhea and she dances in the sand.
In his pants. For my 16th birthday, my parents took me to New York City to go to Catch a Rising Star. Whoa. And I saw Chris Rock that night.
Whoa.
Before, unknown, I think he was Chris Rock.
But I mean, this is before I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, right?
Before SNL?
I don't know. Well, when was I 16? Anyway, that night, my dad had to leave the club early because he had diarrhea. He left my mom and I at the club, and he told us this story when I got back to the room. He's like, I walk in the room and he goes, have you ever heard of, and he said their name wrong. And I was like, you mean Duran?
Duran.
And he's like, we were staying at a nice hotel, a place Duran, but they weren't Duran then. They were now what, Power Station or something like that?
They had become Power Station.
Or it was in the middle of it, or transitioning, right, or something like that. But he was on the way up to his room and he had to shit, and it's one of like the, you know, a 40 story building or something. And he said he got to a floor and Duran got on and they started going down because it was it was a guy operating it.
Right.
And my dad went, "Whoa, what's going on here? I was going up." And the operator, the manager, someone said to him, "Do you know who this is?" "This is Duran. And my dad said, and then I said, "Duran, do what?"
They probably remember that.
And he said, "You turn this elevator around, go back to my floor." Anyway, Lowe. Go ahead.
I heard that he actually, you know, never made it back to the room. He had to give birth right there in the elevator, and Duran helped him through it.
Yeah, they did. That broke up the band, actually. They argued over how to deal with my dad.
When you think you've seen everything.
Oh, Lowe. Is this Lowe?
Lowe. Okay, so, Brett, you know, I was ahead of the curve on this one. I told about Lowe way early in the year. This is on too many charts for me to make my number one, because everybody else is making it their number one. But this sound that they're doing.
If I were living in days like these.
How are we going to label that, whatever they're doing right there, where it's like.
I'd call it
pentatonics.
Yeah, I was going to call it pentatonics. Exactly.
You asshole.
Say you only take one.
You see, so you're saying that, now you're going to deserve the sound you're about to get.
No, they're good.
We both said it. Oh, I like that.
You see this kind of silence right here in a song that's coming up? This is like Steve Albini kind of like, I don't care. You can fall asleep in the middle of this song. I don't give a shit.
Contempt.
I'm not going to tighten it up.
Listener.
So you guys were saying, it isn't something you can
All right,
assholes.
But he distorted that on purpose?
Pentatonix do that?
No, what was
no.
that?
No, low is good.
That was your fucking dream coming true.
I only get 1 second.
Always looking for that one thing. Oh, you want it so desperately. You know you're never gonna.
Yeah, assholes. What band is bringing a sound like that?
Maybe a guy who's poorly recording a church choir?
I mean, why
it's
is it
fucking awesome.
Why?
It sounds cool.
Doesn't
sounds
it sound
way cool.
Like start if I brought in this tune we're going to work on, you wouldn't say to me, "Hey, like you're going
peaking.
In the red there. You're peaking."
You're peaking too much.
It sounds cool.
No, you're never gonna be ready. Maybe never even.
I want to be the guy that comes to the party, like a party, and you're not number. You're barely anyone knows you at the party. You're the guest of a guest. And you just go up to the host. Hey, can I put on a song?
Yeah.
Because they're gonna say, yeah. How could you turn someone down?
Can I blow out your speakers?
You know who did that this year too is Billie Eilish. There's
you told me that, and yeah. I went and looked at that album, Up and Down, and I think I found the song you're mostly referring to.
I think it's later in the song.
It's NDA. This one? There she goes.
Yeah, maybe this one.
She's trying to blow your speakers a little bit right there. Is that what you're talking about?
This isn't it.
There's a lot of rap songs like this that do that.
No, but there's like I know what Petra's talking about. It's like the whole thing sounds.
Yeah, though. No, but there's rap like Playboy Cardi and there's rappers
right.
that have
but
songs.
But you're talking about like with the blown out bass. When there's control, right? I
lose it. This is Girl in Red, Serotonin. They're doing it too.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's happier than ever.
Right,
that's
same
like,
thing.
Kind of. Is this it? Yeah. That was the heavy part. This. I think it's just
I like it.
I think it's just because that was Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever. I think it's like, it's just a new production move to just.
Yeah.
I think they're searching for a way to sound heavier than before, and it's tough.
Yeah.
Without just sounding like your speaker is already blown out. It's so heavy.
That low album, it's so weird because it doesn't sound like the rest of their albums. One, if you like it, don't go thinking you'll ever get it on their other albums. But every song is both like beautiful, but also challenging and lots of different moments to it. I really like that album. I highly suggest it. But it's your turn, guys. Let's go to Brett, Album of the Year. That means it has more than just one song. It's all working. Every song you got to buy. Mm. By the way, Saint Lennox's album this year, he's one of the regulars on our show, is fucking amazing. I've given him Album of the Year before. I can't give it again, but his album's amazing.
Is he on Besser Records?
I wish, dude. Dude, sounds like Stevie Wonder. I played him on your show before. What do you got, Brett? Okay, Howard, you ready?
All right. Let's do, I really don't know like how I feel about Album of the Year, but I know that Idols kicked my ass several times this year.
My friend saw them live.
This is that sound we're talking about too.
This is a cover.
I meant to play this one. This is the Beachland Ballroom.
This is pulling into the driveway at the end of the night music.
Yeah.
What's the name of this album?
Crawler.
It is crawling at this point.
Yeah. They are a great live band.
The wind that turns the trees.
All right, folks, there you have it. Brett Morris's album of the year. Minor Chords.
It is a good one.
I mean, it's still brewing up, you can tell. But
yeah,
got crazy, crazy energy.
I saw Brett make a snide chord joke on Twitter the other day.
B minor seventh.
It was literally a minor versus major chord joke. It was like,
that's not
wasn't
exactly it.
No, it was like one guy's thinking of all the complicated chords in a Yes song, and then another guy is all happy and thinking about the four easy chords in a Taylor Swift song.
Right. I reframed it as Yes versus Taylor Swift, but only because that Taylor Swift 10-minute song, which like broke these records and everything, is four chords the whole time, and it's the same four chords as, you know, every other song.
Yeah, four chords that Matty B can play. A major, F, and C, G. Hey, listen to the very beginning when Ed says something.
We good to go?
All right, well.
You good to go?
What are we doing?
Good to go?
good to go.
Let's keep that in. Ed saying you're good to go. Then they'll know it's my version. Not the old version. Because Ed didn't say, are you good to go on the old version of the song.
Let's tell you now.
You know who else had a great album is Madlib. Speaking of hip hop, that was a great hip hop record.
I had a selection of Madlib. But we got lost here. Howard, what's your album of the year?
My album of the year is Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes with an album called Sticky. The song you should play is called Take It to the Brink. And this is the tightest rock album I've heard in a long time.
Whoa.
I like this.
A demon in my head, like a demon in my soul. Two sons, please, cause I'm ready to explode. Are you ready for the wolves now? Pull yourself another drink. Going all the way.
I like it. Again, Brett. I expected to hear hip-hop tracks, and it sounds like he's bringing in selections that I would make. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, hip-hop albums...
That sounded very like... I'm trying to put a... It sounded very 90s...
Arctic Monkeys?
Pub rock. Arctic Monkeys? That's not what I would say.
Oh. I don't know.
I don't like the Arctic Monkeys. I like that. It's downstream of Motorhead, whatever it is.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, the thing with hip-hop is I mean, rare, fully album, like the whole album is great. That's a rare thing to me, especially now that they have like 22 songs on them.
Oh, right.
But, I mean, there was like, I liked Megan Thee Stallion's album. I liked 21 Savage, most of the stuff he did. But it's like hard for me to pick a whole album. So I went with the Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
All right. Fair enough. You got that whole album of Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they from Austin?
No, they're from England.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have that pub rock kind of thing going. All right.
I got a really good, you know, Young Thug had a great rap album. If you want to play the song TikTok, just so you could get a taste. But that probably is the best album of the year.
Oh, yeah? Skill and taste.
He's so influential. Everybody sounds like him.
TikTok. So this is the soundtrack for that, for Rent, that Rent movie. Niggas want beef and I'm trying to be vegan, but fuck it, babe, bring a can of smoke. I can't see niggas in a glass store. Whoa, a lot of the N-word right away.
Yeah, this is almost that sound that Lil Nas X did.
Yeah.
Can I say something? A lot of my musical taste now is formed by... You can't say, like... I'm going to put my list out of my best 2021. Swear to God, the first 10 songs have someone saying, fuck, these young women making songs, young men making songs with a lot of the fuck word.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the N-word sometimes, like there. And I have my daughter in the back seat.
It's got to be tough.
What am I supposed to do about that? So what I've been doing lately, especially when it comes out of nowhere... it's usually fuck that she recognizes. I'll go, it's okay in a song.
Right. In a song, really? It's okay. Yeah. That makes sense. It's a good way to say it. Like,
once you're grown up and you put in a song and you're trying to express an emotion, you can put it in a song.
That's really interesting. I've never heard a parental angle. Like, it's just okay to say in a song. Any song with fuck, it's fine.
And Danielle's, you know, at least half the time right next to me, and it'll be like, Matt! As soon as the lyric comes up in the song, like, it's my fault that people can't write a song without saying fuck.
Yeah, serious.
Anyway. All right, we're at the end of the show. I'm going to give my album of the year to... this band called Me-Rex. The whole album, it's called Mega Bear. It's all these songs that are, most of the songs are 32 seconds. I'm looking at it. I think every song is 32 seconds to
grindcore?
Long.
A minute. I think there's two songs that are like a minute, but most every song. But the whole album, it's 30 minutes. And every song runs into each other. And it's a lot of piano. I'm going to try to find the song that I think Howard will like the most. Party. There it is.
Party's never over.
Party's never over.
Party's never over. That's how I live my life.
That's just how I live my life. The party's never, folks. This has been a great year, 2021. We've gone through all the best music of the year. Me having the best musical taste. We won't go into my origin story again, but Dragon Boy Suede on the show. Please listen to Who Charted. Brett Moore, sound engineer extraordinaire.
Why is it that...
Comedy Bang Bang World. Check it out. His podcast, the Mike Tyson Podcast Network. He's about to start that up.
Can I ask a question? How come your intro needs to be a song that has nobody talking or singing on it, but then your outro, it's like you're fighting the singer there the whole time?
I'm better. I'm beating him, though.
You're winning.
I'm nice dancing work. Around.
Crushing that guy.
I'm dancing around those lyrics. That's how the whole album is, really. Now he'll go into 4 p.m. Okay, I'll give you more. This is what you're looking for. Straight up piano.
I like that part there.
It's just straight up piano to get sad to. It's been a real sad year. 2021, we talked about music.
Megan.
Go ahead.
Matt, a decentralization. Decentralization is going to bring a lot of exciting music and creativity into our lives in 2022. We're looking towards that.
Great. And you called me Megan, which means you feel like I'm your podcasting partner. And that means a lot to me. Appreciate that.
Megan, Beth, Besser.
Brett, any final words here at the end of 2021 about music or otherwise?
Brett was excited that the Guns N' Roses album came out, or that they've been dropping singles. Sorry, go ahead.
I am Speak excited for about that. But I want them to actually write a new one. Sit together and write a new one in 2021. Don't put out old demos.
Right. Peter Jackson, get on that.
You want to plug our album one more time?
Of course. Improv for Humans for Music. Green Vinyl. Order it at mattbesser.com, right? That's probably the easiest place to find it.
Probably.
And through Newberry Records. And all the proceeds go to Save Our Stages by National Independent Venue Association. It's for a great cause. Independent venues need your help. And it's just a great record with awesome
right
artwork.
On. Pick up Comedy Death Ray Christmas 2010 and 2011. Matt and I are on those.
I think that was the last time I was on Comedy Death Ray. Comedy Bang Bang World. Check that out with Brett. Mike Tyson World. All right.
Oh, check out. I have a Spotify playlist. I4H 2021 picks that'll go have a lot of other songs that I had in mind for this show that I didn't get around to.
Yeah.
So make that public. Why not?
Right.
Yeah. Check it out.
My list, it's not fair to Brett. It's going to be better than everyone's list out there, but I also will have my list of, it's over 100 songs. It's really all you need.
Check out haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories t-shirt, or Have a Summer album. Those are great stocking stuffers. Pick up a Dragon Boy Suede album, iTunes, Bandcamp.
And you know you're loving this Murex for outro music too, right?
It sounds like, what's that?
Greatest Sticks? American here. Sticks.
Yeah, Sticks or...
I saw a good Sticks documentary.
Sticks. They had a new album this year that is
way better than
it has any right to be. Like, it sounds like prime Sticks. It's actually
prime
really
Sticks.
Good.
Well, they Which separated. Is not even something it probably doesn't have the lead singer anymore, right? It's just
no, it has
guys.
Every. It has Tommy Shaw singing.
Oh, really?
But it's produced. It's produced in a way that makes you kind of like... just confounded
how
it's
like,
so good.
This really... If Sticks put out a new album and you were rooting for it to be good, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The party's never over. That's it, folks. Countdown. I know you're listening to this to count in the new year. Here it goes. 10, 9, 8, 7. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Renee Colvert. Engineered by Brett Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code ESTATES for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.